I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Here's the question of this episode, all right? Is it okay to have a little crush? Just like a little crush. Maybe some guy at the gym. Maybe some guy that works at Trader Joe's, mm-hmm. right? Maybe like a girl that works somewhere. A little crush. Just a little light crush while you're in a relationship. While you're married. Is that acceptable? Is that okay? What would you do if I came home one day and I was like, babe, I love you. I'm in love with you. We are married. But I have this little crush on this random girl somewhere.
Okay, I feel like before we get into like the scenario,
I feel like that doesn't sound good.
We need to, yeah, like I can, I think we need to establish like what does it mean to have a crush.
Okay, so to me, having a crush is basically you keep seeing this person that looks great to you.
Okay, so you don't know them. Physically attracted to them.
Yeah, you don't know them. You don't know what their name is, and they don't even know that you have a crush on them, right?
Yeah. So, you might have like never interacted with them. Never. You just have seen them.
Never. She probably never even paid attention to you.
Okay.
But you have this little feeling. Is that a thing that happened?
Like you want to...
Like do people feel that?
You want to like look good when they see you or when you're
no.
like by them.
No. That's, you're taking it up a notch right here. Take it slow. We're going to get there.
Okay.
Have you ever seen someone... Let's say you're not in a relationship. You see someone, you keep seeing them, and you start to develop this little crush on them. Did that ever happen to you?
I mean, yeah, but when I'm in a relationship, that just changes because I just don't really...
Because you don't even view it that way.
Listen, I can see someone that on the outside, they're physically attractive, they're pretty, they're beautiful. I mean, in my case, like if it's a guy, then I think maybe he's like... You know, maybe he's hot. Maybe like it's at the gym and he has like a nice, you know, physique or something.
You can.
But that's it. Like, I don't have a crush. Okay. Because for me to have a crush on somebody, I have to like.
You have to
know their personality a little bit.
You have to know their name?
I mean.
Can you have a crush on someone if you don't know their name?
I don't think. I personally can't have a crush on someone if I've never interacted with them. Because for me, it's not enough to just like see how someone looks on the outside.
I think it's very easy to confuse a crush or physical attractiveness. You can see someone and be like, okay, she's attractive. Good for her or him.
And it's nice to look at. Like,
but it's not
anything.
A crush. It's like I wanna. I'm trying to figure my way in.
For me, a crush, I don't know about figure my way in, but for me...
No, if I have a crush and I'm single?
No, but we're not talking about single. We're talking about what it's like to have a crush when you're in a relationship.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't have that.
Yeah, I know, but I've heard in the past, I've had a few scenarios where I've had a friend who is a girl that I've heard describe... having a crush on someone, even though they are in a relationship, whether they're married, they're engaged, or just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay. Now,
and for me, I was like, if you have a crush on someone while you're in a relationship, maybe everyone has a different understanding or definition of what a crush means. But like the way that this has been described before has been blurry. Like for some people, it means one thing. For some people, it means another thing. I've had both scenarios where like one person was basically just saying like they like the way that someone looks.
Mm-hmm.
And like they've seen this person multiple times. and they just find them attractive. So that's kind of it. But like, they've never interacted. They never talked. They don't know if they're funny. They don't know what their voice sounds like. They have no idea what their name is.
Okay.
But then I've heard about a different experience where someone is in a relationship, but then they have someone else that they know pretty well, that they interact with kind of often. They know their personality. They know their name. They know their life. And they have a crush on this person to a certain extent. And they say that it's like they don't want to do anything or anything, but like they're flirting with the idea while they're in a full-on relationship.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's messed up. That's very disrespectful to the person you're with.
And that's also worrisome, like, because I don't know why, maybe it's my, you could say in this part of my brain, I am traditional in the sense of monogamy and like you can only be with one person at a time, and like that's just the way that I am comfortable with my relationships. So for me, I don't know if I'm like brainwashed, whatever people want to call it, but like I just can't do more than one person at a time. Like if I'm with one person, I feel like I'm incapable, especially if like that the person that I'm with is good. Like the relationship that I'm in is good. I love it. I love this person. Everything is great.
Like, why do you
How need- can you do? I don't even know how you could develop a crush on a person that you actually know and interact with and know, because that's a real crush.
Yeah.
If it's just someone that's like at the gym or maybe even at work, it's like this delivery guy who's like really hot and you and your friends like joke around and you're like, oh, Alia's crush is here. And it's like the guy that I think is like really cute, but I'm in a relationship and I'm not trying to talk to him or anything. That's different.
I feel like there is a way to somehow develop a crush on someone even though you are in a relationship. It's not something that you control or do on purpose, but I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who this happens to, but they don't pursue it. So this is someone that you don't talk to. This is someone that you just visually see, but visually is not enough for some people. Like to me, you can look, you can be a shitty ass person and look amazing.
Can you have
how
a
can
crush
I have a crush on that? Like, how can I, like, just the fact that your personality is not, is like, not good, the crush shit goes out the window.
But what if you don't know what their personality is? Like, for you, like, I think there's a difference between just seeing someone, maybe that you see them on the regular.
Well, no, to me.
And they look nice.
To me, that's just appreciation.
Yeah.
Let's say it's not a crush. I can appreciate their looks.
And then you, let's say you like see them multiple times. So you're like, you recognize it's the same person and you recognize like each time you see them, you're like they look good or whatever.
Yeah, like I hope they find somebody good for them in their life. I hope they're, you know, because I'm good already. So it's like, I don't have no desire to, yes, someone may look great and I might look even.
Yeah.
I'm looking because, you know, they look good or whatever.
Right.
Which is normal.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's it, because I don't know this person. I don't know where they're from. I don't know what they did, but just visually, which is not enough for me. To certain people, sometimes that's enough to develop crushes. Me, it's not really like that. So when you see someone continuously, you know how they talk, they laugh and shit like that, you can develop a crush then. But just seeing them and no exchange, I'm sure that can happen to some people.
And I
people,
mean, when you're young too, like you're young.
Yeah, yeah. But now we're talking about like just like in adult life. But I feel like you can develop a crush without knowing anything about them.
I just don't think I would like, call it a crush.
I think it's a crush. Like, what would you call it?
Well, because to me, if I'm because crushing on someone that I don't know and I just like the way that they look, if I say I have a crush on that person, is because like, am I trying to like eventually talk to them? Also, my question is like, why are you identifying that as a crush and not just this person's really hot or this person's really attractive?
Because
why
is
are
a
you
crush?
Adding the crush?
Because
to me, adding that crush is like there's some intention behind this connection you've made with this person, even if it's one sided. Maybe this person hasn't even seen you or paid attention to you. But if you say you have a crush on someone, is there some type of intention behind something you want to do? Are you thinking like, damn, I kind of want to talk to them? Are you thinking like, I want to look good in case I see them at the gym today or in case I see them at work today?